I believe at this time we'll have our singing special of Sister Maddie and Joey to come up here and sing for us.
Michael sent an email yesterday asking if Maddie would sing this. And it's a song we've sung in church many times, "Take My Hand, Precious Lord."
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Shadows appear and the night draweth near and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me
I'd like to thank Sister Maddie and Joy for that. That was very, very good. I'd also like to say that I think we're very fortunate here that we have been blessed with such talent over the years in this church. A lot of fine people have come through and really sang and touched the hearts of many. And I just thought that needed to be said tonight. If there's nothing on anybody else's heart, I'd like to turn the service over to Brother Michael Carter.
Good evening. It's good to see all of y'all tonight. Good to be back in the house of the Lord. And how can we not come back tonight with a smile on our face? I think I was smiling all the way from my house in my vehicle. Nobody could see me, but God knew I was happy. He knew where I was going. God brought me here safe and sound. That was my prayer, so I could deliver this message. It's not the first time I've delivered this message. I've delivered a very similar message a couple of times before. It's not any less important than before when I delivered it. It's meant for somebody to hear. When I gave it the first time, I still had the burden on my heart that somebody needed to hear it. I gave it the second time. I had the burden that somebody still needs to hear it. And then Brother Miller calls me the other night and asks me if I have a message on my heart. My plan is to present a lesson very similar to the Youth Wednesday night. But oh, what opportunity it was for me to be able to give this message tonight. I hope it touches the hearts and the lives of one of you tonight. My prayer is tonight that I remove myself and God will do the work tonight. I thank Brother Tyler for the preliminaries. I hope that someday the table is going to be reversed and I can stand up first and then Brother Tyler can give the message. But what was on my heart tonight, and I'm going to read a brief intro that I found on the internet. And my sermon tonight is on anger. And I titled it, Anger Bad. Simply put, anger bad. There are two different types of anger. When I was looking for the definition, I would find that there are two different types of anger, righteous anger and unrighteous anger. Tonight, when I speak on anger being bad, I'm speaking of the unrighteous type of anger. Out of all the emotions we can have, God tells us that anger is the one emotion that gives way to the devil. And not only that, but opens the door to the devil and gives him an invite. What kind of anger is there? I can tell you that there are a lot of different types of anger that I've had, different emotions I've expressed or held deep and buried deep inside of me. On a very personal level, I held my anger, and I hope that others did not see it before it showed itself. But I learned I had a problem with anger. Not many people would believe that. The people at work must have hypnotized or something because they believe I'd never get mad. Maybe some of you believe that's true. I don't know. But this message is going to be on a personal level for yourselves. Is there any reason, anything that you can think of that makes you mad, that makes you angry? There's a radio personality that has sparked commercials, different movies, cartoons even that little children watch to sound just like him and give the same message, so to speak. And forgive me, he says, you know what makes me mad? You know what makes me angry? Do you know what makes me so sick? And we laugh at that like it's nothing. We laugh at that and we think that what follows it is cute. It's a cute little joke about anger. On a personal level, what is it that really makes you angry? I think of situations where I became angry, became mad, a little aggravated, small situation. I'm at work and they have little bubble gum machines around the corner from my office. And I really want something real sweet. I want something that tastes really good to satisfy the hunger I have inside me. And I look real hard for a quarter for that bubble gum machine, and I go to get that bubble gum out of the vending machine, and I chew it for a couple bites, and then all of a sudden it doesn't have any taste. That makes me angry. Why didn't the person that made those gumballs do a better job? That aggravates me. And we all laugh at that, and I don't mind you laughing at me, but be aware of Ephesians chapter 4. Now I ask you all to turn with me in your Bibles, Ephesians chapter 4. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor. For we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Very important. Verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. Right there, it's telling us exactly what I found on the internet. God wanted us to know through Paul writing to the church of Ephesus that through something so little as a gumball, that we're lowering our guard and actually giving an invite to the devil to come into our house and destroy us. I believe that's a problem, folks. Don't you? What is it that bothers y'all? What makes you angry? Are you letting the devil into your lives? Are you giving him an invite? Is he walking through the doors of your lives to wreak havoc? What is he doing in your lives? When you have a problem, it can be devastating if you don't handle it in the right way. When I was dealing with my problem, and by the way, it's not 100% taken care of yet. I'm still looking towards the great physician for help on this one. But an example is found in the book of 1 Kings. And if we look at King Solomon, what did he ask for? I believe it was God that asked him, what is it that you want? And instead of asking for riches or long life, he asked for the ability to rule your kingdom in a just way, the ability to rule the kingdom on earth in a just and fair way. And God made that request good. King Solomon was a great and wise man. And the example two women came before him. And I know that a lot of you have heard their story, so I'm not reading it, but two women came before him. Both of them just had babies. Wonderful time. They just had babies, brought a new life to this world. Two mothers go before a king, and what happens? One accuses the other of putting a dead baby in her arms in the middle of the night and concealing the living child in her own. And the other woman goes before the king and says, no, it was this woman over here. It was all her fault. Blame her. Give me the baby. If this was a very dramatic event, I believe that Lifetime could have made a killing off of publicizing this event. They might have even done so. I don't know. But King Solomon, being the good example he was, the example that I look to when dealing with my own problem, he saw through it. He said, bring me a sword, we'll cut the baby in half. Give half to one and half to the other. Well, the truth came out real quick. Solomon found out right there that in that way who the baby belonged to. It was a very just decision, all because what? The anger and the drama that existed in these two women. A lot of people in this world today will say anger is good. Anger will help us survive, thrive even, and be happy. Well, that's not the case. Right now, I want you to put in your head that anger is 100% wrong. There's nothing good about anger. Why? Why do I say that? Because Jesus said, do not give way to the devil. And why? Because the devil is going to take that anger and turn it into something life-changing, something devastating, something you don't want to happen, something that's going to ruin the life of a woman that had a baby, a living baby. That anger jumped from one person to another. It could have just destroyed her life. This woman could have gone her whole life knowing somebody else had her own child. Many situations like that today. I believe that's a problem. Some people accept it, are fine with it, think it's okay, we'll teach it, it's just fine, it's normal, it's natural. I don't believe so, I don't buy it, not for a bit. This child ended up growing up with its real mother that was able to love for it and care for it and hopefully gave it a good life. And this child grew up to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Why? Because of anger? No, we already covered that anger is bad. Anger is very bad. Nothing good comes out of anger. I took the example of this story, it helped a little. It calmed me down. I was able to see things a little clearer, clear enough to go to my next passage of scripture where Jesus says, "Peace be still." His disciples, his followers, were on a boat. They were out in the middle of the sea. Winds were very boisterous, crashing against the ship. Water was filling the ship up very fast. They were very, very, very close to sinking. And one goes down and says, "Master, teacher, Jesus, how is it that you can sleep while we perish?" Their boat was getting ready to sink. They had a problem. They might not have been aware of this at the time, but they were going to exactly the person they needed to. Because what happened, Jesus immediately got up and said, "Peace be still." The waters were immediately calmed. Problem was solved. There was no anger involved in it. Problem was solved. 1 minute, storming, the winds were howling. It's probably dark because it was in a storm. And that kind of rattles my nerves a little bit when I'm in a storm and the wind is beating so hard against the walls of my house. I start to wonder, what's going on? Is there going to be a tornado? Do I need to look for help? Do I need to go to a safe place? When Jesus all along knew that exactly what he was doing, his followers, his disciples, were right by his side the whole time. They were safe from all harm the whole time. What problems are is it that you have? What is it that you're dealing with in your own life? Financial problems? Is it the problem of that are a little more dramatic that might fit on a soap opera? I'm not sure what those problems are. But Jesus will be right by your side the whole time. He will say, "Peace be still." Right there, that was an example that I took and applied to my own life. I look for opportunities to meet with Jesus, to let him know my concerns, and to tell you what, I had less problems in my life. And then I look to another example. Again on a ship, on a boat out at sea, Peter is on this boat, on this vessel, out in the sea. Winds are blowing again. Ship is rocking back and forth. I can only imagine they're scared. And then Jesus starts walking on the water. And these people, even though they knew Jesus, they've seen him before, They knew what he was capable of. They've seen his miracles. They've experienced his miracles. It's a spirit. Let's all be scared. Let's all be frightened. That created problems in the ship. I can only imagine people running around, and maybe a few people were bumped overboard in the scuffle, and then all of a sudden Peter says, "Jesus, if it is you, let me come to you." And Peter comes down out of the ship, puts his foot on the water, that's good, and then puts the other foot on the water as well, that's good. And he's walking on water, folks. A person is walking on water. Peter didn't have a single problem to deal with right there. Jesus was taking care of him. He's walking on water, and then all of a sudden, he takes his eyes off Jesus, the man he knew that would take care of all of his problems, the man he knew that was capable of all things. He took his eye off him. He knew not to, but he did. He let fear, probably hatred, since that's a base of everything that Satan does. Probably hatred and anger, God got in his way. And nonetheless, he took his eyes off Jesus, and then he began to sink. But Jesus stretched out his arm and took his hand. That's why I asked Brother Joey and Sister Maddie to sing that song. I love that song. Because when I was dealing with my problem of anger, it could have destroyed my life if I had not looked at the examples that were laid before me in the Bible. I probably wouldn't be here delivering this message tonight if it wasn't for me seeking out the right person, seeking out Jesus, saying, "Jesus, take my hand, precious Lord." You can do that too with your problems. I don't know what it is that is causing you to have problems. We've already addressed that. Everybody has them. Everybody has problems. Turn them over to Jesus. No matter how small they are, do not give way to the devil. Something so simple as anger will be turned into something so big. A problem that you can't take care of yourself. Without Jesus, it is impossible to take care of those problems way out of hand. I wasn't long tonight. I did that for a reason. I want to recap what I just brought before you. Person has a problem. They need to seek out the answer to that problem, right, in order to fix it. When they're seeking it out, they find an answer, but they need somebody to help that answer along, to nurture that answer, to make that answer grow into something that will completely cure that problem, that sickness, that illness, whatever it is that has you in distress. Jesus gave an invitation. It's the invitation that I listened to when I was 7 years old, when he saved my soul. I knew that my soul was in distress. He completely took care of that problem. I'm going to heaven. I hope all of y'all can say that tonight. But even a person that's going to heaven can have problems in their life. That's why I urge you to turn to the person with the strongest hands, most nurturing hands, most loving hands. He'll grab you. He'll hold on to you. He'll take care of whatever problem it is that you have. He said, come unto me, those who are heavy laden. Is your yoke heavy? His is light. He'll take care of it. He'll fix whatever problem it is that you have. Something as little as anger. Take care of it before it gets too big, before it grows out of hand. My yoke is getting lighter after I delivered this message. It's not done yet. I'm going to ask Sister Laura to come up. She's so graciously agreed to lead us in a song. I want to extend the invitation that Jesus, it's not an invitation that I'm giving. It's an invitation that Jesus extended a long, long time ago that has never vanished, that's always been there, that was there when you were saved, that was there when you shouted last time, was there when you saw your baby born, your child go through first grade, second grade, graduate high school, graduate college, serving the military. It made you feel so good. He was there. That feeling was there. That invitation was there. But you might have problems that are distracting you from those feelings, those wonderful feelings that make you take your eyes off Jesus just for a second. And that's long enough to let the devil have an invite into your life, to make the changes in your life that you don't want to even think about. You don't want to make those decisions that might change your life. A lot of people are in jail because of those decisions. You see them on the news. You hear them in the papers. I've talked with some people that have made wrong, bad decisions because of anger. They let Satan into their lives, gave them an invite. I've heard testimonies from most of you tonight. Testimonies of salvation. That's great. I'll worship with you. I'll fellowship with you. I'll walk through the pearly gates with you. We'll shake Jesus' hand. We'll sing songs, praise his name. But while we're on earth, we still have work to do. Can't do that work with those big problems lurking in your way, whatever they may be. That invitation is not just for the lost. A saved person is invited into the arms of Jesus whenever they go astray. Whatever the reason, I don't know your heart. That invitation is for you, Sister Laura, please.
okay, I'm going to sing through this song once and just don't pay attention to me singing. Just listen to the words, and then I want you guys to sing it back through with me. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. All heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdom. I want you to sing it with me, but you maybe you know the words. It's a Gaither song, so maybe you probably know it. About. I'm sorry, but what Michael talked about tonight really spoke to my heart. I've been pretty angry all day. I don't know if... I just definitely got a blessing from his message, and I think people can be angry for lots of reasons. And but the examples that he gave were also about fear. And I think a lot of times we're angry. And what it really is we're afraid. And we use that anger to cover our fear as, you know, frail human beings that we are. And I don't know, this just really spoke to me, and I knew I was going to have trouble getting up there singing, but I hope that, you know, I've tried to do what God put on Michael's heart for me to do tonight.
There is absolutely nothing else to add to that. That was phenomenal. I really hope that I can start exercising that in my own life. Thank you, Brother Carter. I appreciate it. I'm glad I was here tonight. I hope everybody feels the same way. Enjoy the good singings tonight. If anybody has anything on their heart, please feel free.